My son's name is Stephen Cerise Canaday Jr., so he is a junior. He was 30 years old, and I will never forget the day that I found out that he was deceased. I actually got the news from his brother, and I said to his brother, "This has to be some hoax or something. This can't be true, you know." And so I thought, whatever. So I was calling my daughter-in-law, his wife. I was not able to reach her. I called a coroner's office, and sure enough, they broke the news to me. He was left clothless, so he had no clothes on. The only thing he had on was a pair of white socks. So at the time when I got the call, I called my sister, and I called both of my sisters actually, and I was not able to reach them, but they both got back in touch with me. My one sister, Shantae Nelson, she actually went downtown with me to talk to the detectives. They, at that time, did not have a lot of information. So the day that we went down there, basically, they was sort of very tight on what they would tell us. You know, they told us he was found dead, clothless. They did tell us that they had some footage, but the footage wasn't very clear. They did tell us, though, that they sort of knew who did it, but that they needed to wait for some phone records and some other things to come back before they could really, be able to prove that this particular group of people was involved with the murder of my son. There were four people. There's four people altogether. From what I hear now, my son met some guy when he was in prison at one time. I mean, right, none of us are perfect, and so stay friends with this guy. And this is the person who set my son up to be robbed by three other gentlemen. And those gentlemen stripped my son in his own car. So they carjacked him. So here's what the police knew. The guys carjacked him. So what they did, he was driving and they hit his car from the back. He got out of his car. When he got out of his car, the three gentlemen bum rushed him and started, hitting him with guns. And so he was tortured. I mean, he wasn't just like shot and killed. He was beat first, right? First stripped of his clothes. Then they beat him. Then they shot him. My son was out very late, first of all. He was out late. He was with a friend. This friend actually is the one that set him up. They were at Pottawatomie gambling, according to his wife. And he dropped his friend off. And that's when these guys trailed him. That's when all this stuff got started. I feel like another way that this kind of stuff can be prevented is really better background checks done and some other things in place so that we don't have guns in the hands of people who should not have them. So actually yesterday, my daughter-in-law and I went to court because one of them has agreed to plead guilty. Obviously, I really feel like God has used somebody in his life to touch him and really tell him that this is the time that you can make this right. There are three other gentlemen. One is the shooter. One has been identified as the shooter, and charges have been brought against him. The other two charges have not been brought against them yet, but they are forthcoming. I would like to say to our elected officials is you are not alone. You are not alone. We as a community have to work together to save this city. But what I can say is you have to have the willingness. You have to be willing to work with the people. And so we cannot give up on our neighborhoods. We cannot give up on this city. What I can assure you of is this. Myself and my daughter-in-law, we are going to be the voice for Stephen Canaday Jr. And we are not going to let him be gone in vain. We can't bring him back, but we can be a part of this gun violence movement so that hopefully we won't have another mom or another wife, mourning. I did say I am a Christian. And I know the Christian thing to do is to forgive. But I am also a human. I am not ready to forgive. I'm not there. These gentlemen took something very, very precious to me. There is no loss like the loss of a child. There is no loss like the loss of a child. Today, at this time, I am not in the forgiving mode. I do not forgive those gentlemen for what they did to my son. Hopefully, the Lord will help me get to that place.